76 to I.S. Aksakov, Staraya Russa, August the 28th, 1880. My dear and honoured Ivan Sergeyevich, I meant to answer your first letter by return, and now, having received your second, so precious to me, I see that I have a great deal to say to you. Never yet in my life have I found a critic who was so sincere and so very sympathetic for my work. I had almost forgotten that there could be such critics, and that they actually exist. I don't mean to say by this that I see absolutely eye to eye with you in all things, but I must at any rate point out the following fact. Although I have been issuing my diary for 2 years now, and consequently have some experience, I am still beset by doubts in many respects, as to what I am to say about certain matters, what tone I am to adopt, and on what subjects I should keep silence altogether. Your letter came just in such a moment of hesitation, for I have firmly resolved to continue my diary in the coming year, and so I am much perturbed, and often put up my prayer to him on whom one should ever call for the needful strength, and above all the needful ability. Thus it peculiarly rejoices me to have you, for now I see that I can impart to you at least a portion of my questionings, and that you can always answer me with something most frank and far-seeing. This conviction I have gained from your last two letters. Unfortunately, I should have to write to you a lot about all this, and just now I am very busy and not at all inclined for letters. You simply can't imagine how frightfully busy I am day and night. It is real hard labour, for I am now finishing the Karamazovs, and consequently summing up the entire work, which is personally very dear to me, for I have put a great deal of my inmost self into it. I work, in general, very nervously, with pain and travail of soul. Whenever I am writing, I am physically ill. And now I have to sum up all that I have pondered, gathered, set down in the last 3 years. I must make this work good at all costs, or at least as good as I can. I simply don't know how anyone can write at great speed and only for the money's sake. Now the time is come when I must wind up this novel, and that without delay. You will hardly believe me. Many a chapter, for which I had been making notes all those 3 years, I was obliged, after finally setting it down, to reject and write anew. Only separate passages, which were directly inspired by enthusiasm, came off at first writing. All the rest was hard work. For these reasons, I can't possibly write to you at the moment, despite my ardent desire. I am not in the requisite state of mind, and moreover, I do not wish to dissipate my energies. I shall not be able to write to you until about September the 10th, when I shall have the work behind me. In the meantime, I shall thoroughly ponder my letter, for the questions in hand are weighty, and I want to present them as lucidly as may be. So do not be angry with me, nor accuse me of indifference. If you only knew what an error that would be on your part. In the meantime, I embrace you, and thank you from my heart. I need you, and must therefore love you. Your truly devoted, F. Dostoevsky.